Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to the podcast, y'all. Hello, I'm Octafee Hill, and today we're going to dive into the fascinating world of Octa pen names. Hey, I don't own the rights to the music, I just love the beat. All right, guys. Hello, hello. It's Octafee Hill. Hey, guys. Let's dive in. Let's dive in and get this out the way. And hey, happy Friday. Happy Friday. Welcome to the weekend. Anyway, guys, should you or should you not get a pen name when you're starting to write your books? Listen, yes, you should get a pen name, guys. You should think of you a pen name for when you're writing your books, because every author has one. And I'm going to tell you the reason why you should get you a pen name. You might ask me, what is a pen name? Hey guys, a pen name is also known as an alternative name used by an author instead of their real names. It's like a nickname you give yourself. It's like a nickname that you would call, you know, yourself when you're trying to consult business. Let's say, me, I'm Fee Hill, but my real name is Felicia Hill, but my pen name is Octafee Hill. And the reason why you want to do that, guys, because you want to distinguish your pen name from your real name. And we're going to talk about that as well, guys. So when choosing the pen name, guys, please try to choose one that no one don't have, that's distinct and that's unique. And that's going to represent you and your brand. Because, yes, you are an author, so that means you have to represent your brand. Your name will be your brand. Anyway, guys, a pen name is really used to hide your true identity. It distinguishes different types of works with different genres, avoiding confusion from another author, maintaining privacy and anonymity, and exploring different writing styles and personalities, guys. That's what a pen name is used for. I mean, I love my pen name, Octafee Hill. You know, you can get your pen name trademarked if you're going to make it a business, because your pen name is actually your brand. It's going to be your brand. It's going to be how people distinguish you, how they find you, how they look you up. So, yes, you really do need to go ahead and create your pen name if you are beginning to start writing your books. The benefits of a pen name. Creative freedom, guys. A pen name allows an author to experience creative freedom. It allows you to be, you know, a different person and not having to use your real name in the real world. You know, it's just become creative freedom, guys. That's what a pen name is for. And it's also privacy and security. Like I said, for authors who value their privacy, a pen name can help protect their personal information and shield them from unwanted attention. Yes, guys, that's why you need to consider on getting you a pen name and make sure it's unique when you get your pen name. It also can be used for branding and marketing. A well-chosen pen name can become a powerful brand, helping the author stand out in the crowd, guys. Stand out in the marketing crowd. I mean, when people go and search you on Google, because once you publish your book through Amazon KDP, you're automatically added on Google, and people are able to search you through your pen name on Google. At first, I made that mistake by using my real name, guys. But then I was like, nope, I can't do that one, because I don't want nobody to distinguish my real name with my, you know, author's name, because, you know, my books is my brand. I mean, my books is my business, so I wanted to keep everything separate. So that way, my real name is my real name, and my author pen name is my author pen name. So when they search me, they can search Octafee Hill Books on Google, and all my books are up here under my pen name. So, guys, it's a way of being creative and having that creative freedom and having that privacy and security as well. So you should be looking for your unique pen name when you're trying to or you're getting started with writing your books. It just makes sense, guys, because what if you want to make that pen name a brand? Because it's going to be your brand. Anything you do with writing your books is going to be your brand. So think of you a creative pen name. I tell all my new authors, hey, don't use your real name. Use a pen name. Find a nickname that you'd like to use and use that name, because that is going to distinguish you from your real name. It's going to keep your real name private, and it's going to keep your pen name open to the public so they'll be able to find you easily. I mean, it's best to go ahead and get your pen name, guys. Guys, throughout history, many renowned authors have used a pen name to a great offset and benefits. Here are some examples, guys. Like J.K. Rowling, her real name is Joanne Rowling, and J.K. Rowling is her pen name. So when you type in J.K. Rowling, you're going to see her stuff under J.K. Rowling, not under her real name. Stephen King, he is, you know, Pet Semataries and all his other movies. Stephen King, real name, that's just his pen name, guys. His real name is Richard Bachman. That's Stephen King's real name. So, Stephen King, we all know him as Stephen King, the author, Stephen King, the movie director, you know what I'm saying, guys? And he does really good work. So, you know, you want to distinguish a different name besides your real name. So, that way, people can only look you up through your pen name, which will actually become your brand. And you will be the brand. When choosing the right pen name, guys, like I said, make it unique. Choose a name that's distinct, memorable, and making sure that it's easy to remember and associate your work with you, with that name. Like Arthur Fee Hill, when you look up Arthur Fee Hill, that pen name is going to associate all my work with that name, with that author's name. That's why I say Arthur Fee Hill. So that way, when you Google me, everything's going to pull up under Arthur Fee Hill, not Felicia Hill. Meanings and symbols. Consider a name that reflects your writing, guys, like your style, your generation, and your personal brand. I mean, I love Arthur Fee Hill, and I use my Facebook avatar as my, you know, little go-to art because that represents me. I like the way I built the little avatar, and I use it for every little thing. So I use it on my podcast. I use it on my YouTube. And it just represents Arthur Fee Hill. So when you choose an art with your name, make sure you choose an art that's like cartoonish. If you're in the cartoon world, or choose an art that's going to represent you and your style and your brand. Availabilities and legal names, guys. Make sure that you link it up with your state. Make sure nobody has that name. You can go ahead and get that name branded when you become an author. To ensure that your chosen pen name is not already used. And that it doesn't infringe on the trademark, any trademarks, or any copyrights. So what you can do is go to your local, you know, county clerk office and go ahead and get that name branded, which is called a DBA. You want to go ahead and get that name branded. That way it belongs to you for 10 years and then you renew it after 10 years. So go ahead and get that done if you are a new and beginning author. Go ahead and get that done. Anyway, guys, so I mean, I love my pen name, Arthur Fee Hill. Fee Hill, Fee is my nickname, and I use that name, which has been my nickname for a long time. So, Hill, you know what I'm saying, it's my last name, so I said, why not use Arthur Fee Hill? Just use my nickname, call it my author name, and that way it stands out. Because when you search Felicia Hill, guys, on Google and try to find my books, you might find one book under Felicia Hill because I didn't know better then. But now I know better, so I try to put all my books under my pen name. You can have several different pen names depending on what generation you want to do. Like if you want to do a children generation, you can use a pen name for that. If you want to do a romance generation, you can use a pen name for that. But me, I keep it sweet and simple. I just use one pen name so all of my books and all of my information for as my books and stuff will fall under my pen name. And I use it for everything. So that's the reason why you want to get you a nice creative name and make sure it's easy to read and it's rememberable. Make sure it's rememberable, guys. Anyway, guys. The use of pen names have a rich history in the world of literacy, and it continues to be a valuable tool for authors today. Whether you're looking to explore your new creativities, protect your privacy, or build a strong brand, like I was saying, build a strong brand, a well-chosen pen name can be a powerful asset in your writing journey, guys. It can be a powerful asset. So to my new up-and-coming authors, hey, choose the right pen name that's going to fit you and your personality. And make sure it's easy to read. Make sure, you know, it stands out. And make sure before you actually get that name, just go to your county clerk. See if anybody using it. If they're not using it, go ahead and get it signed and sealed to you. To your county clerk. Go ahead and get that DBA for that name. Because you are writing books and books will become your business. It's a business tool, guys. So that's going to be your business name. That's going to be your brand name. And you are the brand of that business. So, hey, guys. Go ahead and get that started. But anyway, I thought I'd share a little information with you guys about the pen names. Because it really makes sense, guys. It really makes sense to not use your real name. You want to distinguish everything as if it is a business. So, thank you guys for joining me on my Exploration of author pen names. I hope you found this information informative and inspiring. Hey, till next time, happy writing. This is Author Fee Hill. Check me on next episode.